This is Robert.
This is Greg. Robert and I met up in Chicago after I spent some good time with some prayer warriors in Dallas. We flew from there to London and from there to Helsinki, Finland. Everything went very smooth. We thank you for your travel prayers. Then we took a car up from there to the city of Oulu in the midwestern part of Finland, right on the coast. It's a very high-tech, fast-growing, large city that has some remnant groups who God connected us with that are really growing fast themselves and moving into what God wants them to do, and that's why they're seeing great fruit.
The city's about the size of Eugene, maybe Eugene Springfield. Anyway, we've been meeting for the last few nights here, and one of the nights I had three people in a row all wanted to kill themselves, and that was quite a task to try to deal with them, and two of them I was able to help, and the third one still remained mad at everyone, and especially God, and we continue to minister the best we could. We definitely need your prayers. This is just a taste of the kind of activities that we come into. And the next night, God brought this same woman back, and she had confessed before me that she says, "I'm very sorry for the way I've been." And God began to actually heal her during the meeting, even though we hadn't prayed for her. Many people are being set free. They're coming forth and confessing their sins and their faults before us and before God and saying, "We just repent and we want to be forgiven." And so it's a huge, huge thing that's happening. We're grateful for all of the prayers because we know that that's what's helping for these kind of things to take place. There's snow on the ground, and you know, it could turn around and start snowing again, and one thing you could be praying for is that the Lord just pushes back these weather fronts that want to come in, and because we're going to be traveling out of here Tuesday to Sasami, and so we need those prayers.
You can also keep us in prayer for making sure that our free time is kept free. We've got days on a bookmark that says we have days off. Well, we haven't really seen anything like a day off partly because God's been moving greatly. So the demand on our time, of course, is always high. When they see God moving, when we minister, he's done great things. We've seen healings. We've seen deliverances, as Robert talked about. We've seen manifestations of spirit in pretty strong ways here. And, of course, when people see those things, they want more, and they're getting more because we come in. They receive us wholeheartedly. They receive the message completely. And we feel that God has been very clear about what we need to deliver to them, how we need to minister to them. He's been very faithful. And we know that the team that's praying for us back in the U.S. is key to what's going on here right now. So keep it up. Thank you very much.
Thanks from Finland.
Talk to you guys soon.